don't give up. I say, don't give up. If you have a dream, you have a passion, and it's in your heart, follow it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited about today's episode because I have somebody super special with me. You guys, if you don't know, I added this recent episode on Fridays because I really wanted to reach out to all of you and to talk with all of you, the listeners, everybody who's in it, who's out there creating what they want to create right now. And I wanted to bring the stories of like real time, real in the trenches entrepreneurs to you because I just think it's the best when we can find ourselves in people's stories. So today I have Lily LaRoar with me of Sage and Onyx Soaps. Lily, welcome to the show. I'm so excited you're here.
Hi, Lori. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to hear all about your business. So just a little bit of backstory, you guys, I wanted to, bring on my listeners. So Lily had texted, we found Lily's awesome business. I wanted to hear all about her story and I wanted her to share it with all of you. So Lily, would you kind of tell us what you're up to, what your business is, and a little bit of the backstory?
Well, my business is a Sage and Onyx Soapery. And so basically I just make handcraft body bath hair products from natural oils, essential oils, fragrance, and I try to make them fun. So not only is it going to be good for your skin, it also is going to make you feel happy.
They're so pretty too.
Yeah, thank you.
You have to go ahead over to our Instagram. Like they're just really, really beautiful, like handmade soap. So where did that come from? Like, where did you get this idea? You were like, soap, this is it. This is what I want to do. Or what was the interest and how did you get started?
Soap was not my first love. I am already a science nerd. I love chemistry. So I knew I wanted to do something in that kind of field. So I joined the military. I was in the Army for 11 years and I was a technical chemical operator.
Wow.
So I did that for about 11 and a half years with many other jobs. Wasn't happy with that. Then I went to pharmacy tech school. Wow. After I decided to leave the military, started working with medicine. And that was the start of how I became, falling in love with making soaps. Because I would do it at school. We would learn how to make, creams and medicine. So I just told my instructor one day, let's make soap one day. And so I bought supplies for the class with my own money and we just made soaps and everyone liked it. And so from then on, I just did my own at home and then started giving out to people. People were like, okay, this is nice. You might think about doing something like this, you know, for the future. And so it just slowly progressed from then. I'm here now.
Okay. So it started out as kind of just like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to try this. I love the fact that you went and you spent your own money, because I think a lot of people don't realize, like, okay, if you want to try this, you got to like go and either ask somebody who would be interested or help you or all the things. So I know that you did some things where you, in the beginning of your business, that you were getting this up and started. Tell me about what that looked like when you went from the transition from like, yeah, this could be fun, like I'm enjoying this, to how in the heck do we make money off this?
Well, it was, I kind of did this part-time. So I was still working full-time and going to school. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, if this is something that I really wanted to do, I need to put enough time and energy, because I believe whatever you put your energy into, that's what the universe is going to give you more of. Mm. And so I was always signing up for like extra shifts. And so I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want what I love to do. Making soap is what I want to, you know, do for my future and make money off of it. And so just slowly just working and self-financing. Basically, I paid everything out of my pocket. I started small and just continuously built my product, built my my recipes. And so from then on, that's how it started.
So I believe you were selling soap out of a parking lot. Tell me about that story.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was actually my first actual sale, official.
Okay.
Hey, I got some real money. it was just, I got a random email from, you know, local, there's local coordinators out here. See, he said, you know, it's not nothing formal. Just come in, whatever product you have, let's see how it goes. And so I literally just went out there. I bought a $20 tent at Walmart, $18 table, and I just laid my soaps out there. No label, no nothing. They just smelled really good. And so people would come by and just smell them, and they really liked it. Yeah, I just started from a parking lot. And from then I was like, okay, this is okay. I can do this. And mm-hmm. So I just watched other influencers, other soap makers, and I kind of took a, you know, idea of how to build my business from there.
Mm-hmm. So what was next? Like, you went from parking lots to like, how do I make this a consistent thing?
I started signing up for a lot of markets, market shows, mm-hmm. farmers markets, little vending pop-up shop shows around town, just so people just, you know, to get to know me.
Yeah. So then was that an often thing? Did you do that for a year? How long did you do that?
I did that for about maybe 4 years with working.
Yeah,
with working, and I would work through the week, and then on the weekends I would sign up for a show and go from work and then straight to a show. Sometimes it would be like that.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. Now where are you at? Where are you sitting right now with this? Where's the business at? And then we'll get into some questions.
Oh, right now the business, I think, is growing, and right now I'm at a public market. I have a lot of foot traffic, a lot of eyes see my product. And it's open every day. So I actually, it's kind of like a little mini store. So I'm happy to be there.
Are you full-time there?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is your full-time thing now?
Yes. I quit my job, which it was crazy. People thought I was crazy.
Because
I quit my job right when COVID started getting really bad.
Mm.
And so people are like, are you insane? You're quitting your job. You have money right there. You know, people are losing their jobs. And so I just took that leap, and I had to do it.
Why'd you have to do it? What were you feeling?
I wasn't happy. Mm. I wasn't happy with what I was doing. I was stressed, and you know, I was like, you know, life is too short. And if this is really in my soul, in my heart, then I'm going to, you know, take that chance to see where it goes.
Mm. Yeah, like such an artist. I can tell just by like what. Did that replace your income?
It did.
Amazing. Like, that's amazing. So I think what I want people to hear is just the journey of, you know, how you got from this idea that you knew would make you happy to now. And it sounds like it was a 4 or 5 year venture to where mm-hmm. you could replace your income. And I think so often we just think it's going to be like, oh, I should be doing this in a year, but it's oftentimes we like keep our, you know, we keep our quote unquote normal job, you know, for a lot longer than we want to while we're creating this like side hustle. And I want everyone to hear like, you did this in a parking lot. Like then,
yeah.
You know, you probably hustled like crazy to figure out where you could make money and how you could make money. So an in person too. And a lot of times that's what we have to do in the beginning is like go to the places where the people are, especially if you, you know, if you don't have an online presence, then you actually have to go where the people are physically mm-hmm. in person to do that. So tell me what your vision is for this, and then we'll ask some of your questions or answer some of your questions.
My vision, I would love to have an actual brick and mortar store. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a warehouse and probably and maybe employ. I would like to employ people because I think I would be a fun boss. I don't know. just have a good environment. Have my own business. Maybe help wholesaling to other businesses. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a plan that I would like to take it to, where I would take it.
Cool. Well, let's see if I can answer any of the questions. This is always where now it flips from you being nervous to me being nervous. Let's see if we can refer or answer any of the questions. So what is kind of like the question that you're feeling stumped on right now?
Currently is getting over the fear of growing. So yeah, it's exciting, but at the same time, I'm so scared. I'm like, can I handle this? Will I be able to, you know, create something, you know, or I don't know. It's just getting over that fear. How do you get over that fear of when you start to see your business is growing?
Well, Lily, you don't. Like, you really don't. I wish I could tell you, you're going to be like, yeah, I feel so much better. But just like, I want you to think back to when you were like growing it. And the only way that you got over the initial fear of, is this going to work, is because you went to the parking lot and sold soap and someone bought it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I was just talking to another friend, Patrice Washington, and she said, you know, it's like full faith and you got to give God or the universe, whatever you believe, something to bless. And that is like those big actions of like doing it when you're scared. So I always think of that when I'm taking those leaps, is I'm like, how do I get over this? And the only way to get over it is to throw yourself in the fire and then be like, look, I took the action. Now you either bless it with, you know, an immediate blessing or with a lesson, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a blessing.
Yeah.
B-L-E-S-S-O-N.
Oh yeah. I like that.
So I will tell you, like, the more that you take those big actions, the more you're just going to gain so much confidence. And I think that I can honestly tell you that if you are where you are right now and you've taken this big of actions and you were willing to like show up as much as I know you had to show up to in order to replace your income, like, you're going to be just fine. Like, you're going to figure it all out. You're going to hire people when you need to hire people. You're going to reach out to people and ask when you need help. Like, nobody has it figured out, and you will for sure. Like, I literally feel like freaked out every single day in this business. And then like fast forward 6 months and I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I can't believe I actually got that figured out or worked hard enough to answer or find the answers to that question. So it's never that you're going to get over it. It's that you are willing. Like, right now it's like taking this commitment to yourself and saying, I'm not going to feel ready, but I'm so willing to show up for the work that it takes to grow this. Because you told me your why. Like, you know, you're going to be an epic boss and you're going to change lives. And this is going to bless so many people because they're going to have someone to work for that they love. They're going to love what they're doing. It's going to be just like you, where they feel like they're in something that they enjoy. And then people are also going to enjoy the product. So
yeah.
I think we need to stop thinking about like, that it's scary and what happens if it fails. And it's like, okay, what happens if it succeeds? And what happens if I get this epic work environment with all of these awesome people that I can't wait to see every day and can't wait to work together and all of those things. So like, whenever you feel scared, I think really focus on what that work environment's going to feel like for them, for you, What is that brick and mortar on the inside going to feel like when you walk in every day? Like, paint that really vivid picture. I attach myself to the vision every day and I stop thinking about, or I do my best to not think about the fear. I was on a podcast the other day with a guy who ended up selling his alcohol company for millions of dollars. And I was like, how did you get over the fear of like growing? The same question you just asked me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, I just didn't let myself focus on the fear long. I switched to the vision. It's like, I just wouldn't let myself sit there. And I went straight to the vision. I was like, touche. All right. Yeah. So I think just catching yourself when you're focusing on the fear and switching into the vision, and you just keep moving forward.
Understood. Yeah. Yes, I believe that. As far as, well, you growing your brand and your business, what influenced you the most? Was it business, you know, other business gurus, or was it through books or just other people did you see? How did you?
This is so interesting. It was like such a, it's probably like you. Like, you told me you had such like different backgrounds, like so many different things that you have done, and you're a creative and you were in science and you were, you know, all of just these different life experiences. And I think that people who enjoy a lot of different things like you and I think what ends up happening is that we start realizing that we can create a life where all of those roads intersect. Like, we can take all of those learnings and have them intersect into something. And I would say that all of the different things that influenced me were like, I loved podcasts. I love books. I love learning from other people. I would say that the biggest thing was just like paying attention to what lit me up and gave me energy and whose story I wanted to adopt as my own. Like, okay. You know, and the stories of like, oh, that burnt out entrepreneur over there. Like, yes, they might've sold their company for whatever millions of dollars, but they're exhausted. Like, I was like, I don't want to adopt that story. So maybe I'll take this piece from that and this piece from that, and kind of just, I pieced together what I wanted. And I know that your question was like, what was your biggest influence? But I think it was just my life lessons that I was influenced by, the people, the podcast, the books. And I would say paying attention. I was most influenced. Oh, I'll share one with you. I was at a mastermind and a speaker came in. His name was Rob Dyrdek. He is actually the host of MTV Ridiculousness, but he is like an entrepreneur through and through. He's an investor. He's a creator. He's owned a bunch of different companies. He was a professional skater. Like, he just had all of these different backgrounds, and he had come in and spoke, and he had said, you know, he had a beautiful life set up where he had time with his family. He had great businesses. He was doing what he loved. And I was like, I want to emulate that. And he really started talking about how he set his life up. And he said, I don't do anything that doesn't bring me energy. Like, if it drains my energy, I just start to pay attention to that. And I either don't do it. I won't show up for it. I won't work with those people, or I like kind of like hire out whatever that is not bringing me energy. And we can't do that all, you know, immediately. But I think that was one of the biggest things that influenced me, and what's influencing me now is the reminder of like, if it doesn't like light you up and bring your energy, try to figure out how you can start to either outsource it, hire for it, or don't do it, or don't hang around those people, or get out of it, or pivot faster. And it's not that things won't be hard, but at least if they give you energy, you'll have the energy to complete the hard things. So that was like a huge influential moment for me about 5 years ago that completely changed my life. And my life didn't change really fast because I was in a lot of things that I loved, but weren't bringing me as much energy as I initially had hoped they would. So that was a huge influencer. I really listen to people who have the stories in the lives that I want to emulate and try to kind of not adopt the ideas of those who don't. So what's coming up for you right now around your business?
Right now I'm just trying to actually just keep everything in stock. I've been selling out a lot, which I'm totally grateful for. Yeah. Yeah. So, and plus I'm the only one. I am a one woman show right now. I make, I ship, I pack. And so just doing all of those. So that's my main focus right now. I have a lot of wholesale going on. Yeah. Yes, I am online.
Mm-hmm. You're online. Okay. And what's the website? Yeah.
Website is www.sosopery.com.
So if you were, and just random question for where you're at in your business, but if you were to get, if you were to fundraise or do a, you know, like a WeFund type of thing where it was crowdfunding, what would you use that money for? Is that something that you are like interested in? Have you ever looked at that?
No, I haven't looked at that at all. I'm still trying to figure out everything basically on my own. Mm-hmm. So that's taking some time and I'm just trying to piece everything together. But I would love to do something like that. If I would do something like that, I'll probably use it to fund probably minority programs around the community, give back to the community because they support me a lot. Mm-hmm. So anything that I can use it to just give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, there's programs out there. I know that iFund Women is like crowdfunding, so that if you were looking into the brick and mortar or more product, that's always something fun to go and look at, like just play around on that website and see what's possible just for, you know, getting funding into your business. Uh-huh. But do you have any last questions? Because we've got about 5 minutes left.
No, I think that covered it all.
Well, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for showing up and sharing all about your business with everyone and what it takes. What would you tell people is one of the biggest lessons that you have learned that's important for them to remember in business?
Don't give up. I say don't give up. If you have a dream, you have a passion, and it's in your heart, follow it.
All right, Lily, I'm so grateful for you. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you give Lily a shout out. Lily, what is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is Sage Onyx Sopery. Just one word. And that's also my Facebook as well.
Awesome. So give her a shout out, Sage Onyx Sopery. You guys can go check out her beautiful soaps if you are in the market for smelling amazing and for luxury soaps that are beautiful, beautiful gifts as well. So thank you so much, Lily. You guys, until next time,
earn your happy.
Bye, everyone.